Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. And we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. That's 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being. We're hoping to have with us, in fact, we do have us right now, from Movie Guide Magazine, Ted Bear. Hi, Ted. How are you doing?
How's it going, Stan?
It's going real well. And, of course, for those of you who don't know Ted, Ted works with the people in Hollywood. He publishes a magazine about which movies you should be seeing and which movies you shouldn't be seeing. And, of course, he's coming at this from a Christian perspective, and he's trying to convince the movie mongols in Hollywood that if they're really interested in the bottom line, they're going to be putting out films that have a moral message to them rather than the vile, certainly degrading material that so much of our movies have been in the past. And you're really making progress, aren't you, Ted?
Oh, we see a lot of progress out there. When we started, there was only one movie with positive Christian content, and 82% of the films were R-rated, and there were only six family films in 85 when we started the Movie Guide. And last year, only 40% of the films that were R-rated, and about 45% had positive Christian content, and we had just 40% with family films. So let me just go through the films that are opening in the next week or so.
All right.
Just right at this moment, you've got an excellent film, Two Brothers, about two little tigers. Now, you'd think that this film, this is the best nature film I've seen in a long time. You think, oh, this is another family nature film. This is not a politically correct film. It is a very powerful portrait about a period in British history when there were tiger hunts and everything. A lot of fun, but it asks the question, these two tigers are not used to being out in the wild. Should they put them down? I mean, I don't think I've seen something that profound in a movie for a long time. Garfield, the movie, is great. He even sings The Saints Go Marching In. Benji Off the Leash, done by the same group who did the original Benji, which is a group of Christians, Joe Camp and company. The Terminal with Tom Hanks, which is wonderful, just a great movie. Around the World in 80 Days and Napoleon Dynamite. Now, considering that only five movies open a week, we've got a lot of, to be able, five to six, we've got a lot of movies that are positive. That's a great thing. We also have the bad ones coming, Sam. We've got, you know, Fahrenheit 9/11. We've got Saved. So we've got some really awful clunkers, and I don't think there's anything worse than Saved as far as attacking Christians, and I don't think there's ever been anything worse than Fahrenheit 9/11 as far as attacking, you know, George Bush and politics and really avoiding the election laws. So there's lots to complain about, but there's also lots to be happy about. One of the happy things is that Disney decided not to release Fahrenheit 9/11, so it's a small distributor trying to do it themselves.
All right, fine. And, of course, this was the film that was put out by that sort of bearded guy who put out the anti-gun movie a couple of years ago.
Like Bowling for Columbine.
Right,
really,
right.
Really a despicable character. But, you know, he's got a group now that does his website who trained for Clinton, and they said that anybody who says anything negative about him, they're going to attack them vicious. This is their language. They're going to attack them viciously in every main possible and shut them down legally. So if you think that, you know, there are anti-slam statutes throughout the country that, you know, you're not allowed to not just libel somebody, but you're not allowed to create a false light. So if they start using those statutes, a lot of us are going to be muzzled.
All right, fine. Well, we're going to be back here in just a moment, I would like guess, Ted Bear. And there are a lot of good things that are happening. There are bad things that are happening. This battle between good and evil is really becoming increasingly obvious now. It should be obvious to everyone.
Absolutely.
We Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Our guest this afternoon is Ted Baer from Movie Guide, who works down in Hollywood, who works with the movie Mongols, and he's saying that really things are looking up for our side, and he was just listing before we came on to our local station here all the good films that are going to be coming out here in this next week or two, and they're really, would you want to just briefly mention what those films are, because we have a new audience right now?
Oh, sure, absolutely. And it's only to put into light that there are a lot of bad films, but the good films have increased in number and quality. Two brothers about two little tiger pups that are scattered at birth, and they fight to come to each other. This is the most unique nature film. It is not a politically correct film. It's a very profound, beautifully done movie. Garfield, the movie, Garfield even sings The Saints Go Marching In. Benji Off the Leash, done by Joe Camp, who's a Christian. Very strong family film. The Terminal with Tom Hanks and Steven Spielberg. Strong Christian message, and it's really a holy fool type story, a Christian type story. Around the World in 80 Days, which of course is a remake of the classic, and Jackie Chan does a great job in it. And Napoleon Dynamite, which is a surprisingly good, clean, fish out of water story.
All right, fine. Well, of course, I think that, you know, it's wonderful that at least we have some movies that do have a good Christian content. I think the probably the most remarkable phenomenon we've seen in the last many years was, of course, Mel Gibson's film The Passion. And that, of course, was panned. Apparently Hollywood wouldn't touch it. He had to put together independent distributors. But he did it against all odds, and apparently it was just a tremendous success, wasn't it?
Yes, at last accounting that I looked at, it did over $600 million worldwide. I'm sure it's done more than that since then, but that's when the official countings were going on.
And, of course, then the credit will be coming out on DVD, and that'll take off from there. So, well, I'm so glad, that because, really, this was a tremendous gamble on Mel's part, and apparently he just felt so strongly he was willing to go out on a limb and really put this together. I thought he did a magnificent job of choreography and a wonderful story. People always want to pick here, there, and elsewhere, but I think the overall impact of that was something that none of us will ever forget.
It's a great, great movie, and we're indebted to him. You know, there are 9 new Jesus movies being planned, and they've all been in the works for a long time. Movies just don't appear out of whole cloth. It actually takes usually 9 years for a movie to be produced, and he was the first one to get out of the gate. He's done a great job, but I've seen
Hold that thought right there, because we've got to bring our other stations right on. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, our guest this afternoon, of course, is Ted Baer from Movie Guide, and we were just talking about Mel Gibson's film, The Passion, and there are some people who want to be, pick here, then pick there, and Mel was had read a book by the Catholic mystic was written in the 1800s, and, well, I think it was a wonderful presentation of the gospel story, and I think it had a profound impact, and I think I was just so pleased that it had done so well, and Ted is saying that the last analysis, this film has made over $600 million. Now, I don't think Mel Gibson did this primarily to make a lot of money. I think he wanted to make a statement, and I think his statement will have a profound impact for generations to come, don't you?
I don't think he intended to make that much money, and people are complaining about that. Of course, nobody should have the politics of envy. If somebody's making money, that's good, but he's dedicated to doing more spiritual and Christian films. There's a lot of other people making Christian films, and there are 3 studios that want to be identified as Christian-friendly. So there are only 7 major studios, and these are some of the major production companies. So we're seeing some very positive trends. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.